The American Coalition for Ethanol, meeting in Minneapolis this week, honored Congressman Colin Peterson of Minnesota with its highest award for supporters of ethanol, the Merle Anderson Award. Peterson says ethanol has been great for agriculture, and he continues to fight for it in Congress.
It's just been a tremendous success story in agriculture because it changed the marketplace. We continued to have corn hanging over the market, you know, and we couldn't get a price. And when we finally got the RFS, we finally changed the marketplace, so farmers started to get a decent price for their corn. You know, it's just the right thing to do. We were dependent on foreign oil, and we shouldn't be, and we didn't need to be. And agriculture is a renewable resource that we can renew every year, and it's just been a great success story. Now, we do have our opponents, and they are still working to undermine things. And, in fact, I sat on the floor of the House last week behind Bob Goodlatte, putting pressure on Fred Upton to try to bring up the bill to get rid of the RFS. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do it because they knew politically it would not be a smart thing to do. But there are people out there, and they want to go back to $1.85 corn. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling them, you know, if you guys are successful with this, you are going to rue the day that you did this, because nobody can grow corn for $1.85. And when we had $1.85 corn back in 2005, the only reason people survived was because of the government subsidy. And that's gone, you know, so it's still a problem educating people, but so far we've been winning, and we just have to keep plugging away.
Peterson remains hopeful that the EPA will eventually come out with a better rule on the volume obligations for the RFS in 2014.
I've had a number of meetings with the White House and EPA and others that I've helped organize, and they're listening, and I think the fact that they've delayed this now the third time shows that they're listening, and it appears to me that they realize that they've made a mistake here, and they're trying to figure out how to undo it. But, you know, they were looking at some data that's now outdated. So, you know, my guess now is that we're looking at sometime next year before this thing gets finalized. And, you know, that's causing some problems in and of itself, but a delayed decision is better than a bad decision.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.